In 2024, we spoke with Florida filmmaker Laura Chin about writing and directing her semi-autobiographical movie, Suncoast. During that discussion, Chin talked about the difficulties of filming in Florida despite the favorable locales.
The west coast of Florida is so beautiful. The sunsets are so beautiful. The sand is truly like, you know, paradise sand, like white talcum powder, soft, beautiful sand. And there's just things about the colors that you can't really find elsewhere. And so I really wanted to film there. But there's no tax credit in Florida. Florida lost their tax credit, I believe, in 2016 for filmmaking. They no longer offer a tax credit. And so we ended up in Charleston, and they, you know, they gave us a tax credit that made it possible to make the movie.
Florida did offer tax incentives for film, television, and commercial productions until 2016, when they were rolled back. In recent decades, other states have attracted productions with tax incentives and abatements to film. New Mexico, Louisiana, Georgia, and North Carolina all saw booms in production as filmmakers and TV producers sought to keep costs in line. States touted these incentives as job creators, revenue generators, and publicity for tourism boards. By the 2010s, tax watchers started questioning the value of these incentives to the communities offering them, and studies found that the return on investment was minimal, sometimes pennies on the dollar. Additionally, many reported the jobs created were temporary. Many states maintain production incentives to attract the film and TV industries to their locales, hoping to achieve the type of tourism branding cities like Albuquerque earned from shows like Breaking Bad. To fill the incentivization gap created by the state in 2016, Orange County has introduced a program that it hopes will bring film and television crews to the region. On April 27th, the county opened up an application portal for the distribution of $25 million in incentives to attract productions. Jen Pennypacker is an entertainment industry veteran. She spent more than a decade with the Metro Orlando Film and Television Commission. In March, she was named the administrator of the incentive program. Pennypacker joins Engage to talk about the value of public investment in these productions and why this program is being put into play now.
It's trying to reinvigorate an industry that used to be a lot more vibrant in the community and has lost a little bit of its edge because of incentives in other places. Orange County still has a very significant production community, specifically in the commercial industry, but they're just looking to grow and expand on that industry here.
So Florida allowed the state incentive for film production to expire in 2016. How do you think that impacted productions in Orange County?
I think specifically across the state, it was very significant. That incentive that, to your point, yes, sunsetted in 2016, it brought very high impact, high caliber, high, for lack of a better word, sex appeal. You know, big name studios, big name actors, big projects that people really had that snazz and appeal to. We did lose that. It's hard to compete without something like that caliber. Our commercial production industry in Central Florida has always been the bread and butter of Central Florida. We have some great commercials that happen, and those commercials can be high impact. You know, I think just this morning, our film commissioner in Orlando was saying they have recently had Alamo, they've had PGA, they've had Winn-Dixie, and those are some pretty significant high-budget commercials. But we did lose that appeal for high-budget film and television.
Do you think that Central Florida can be competitive?
I do. I think that we can. I think that we are. I think that we have a lot of things that go well, point well in our direction. We have an airport that you can pretty much fly directly from any major city. We have, obviously, our weather is year-round film friendly. We have so many locations that look like anywhere USA, so we're not specifically shot to look like Central Florida. We can be shot, and specifically in Orange County, we have so many municipalities and small towns that look like anywhere USA. We've got great parks, swamps. We're very rich in architecture. We're very rich in locations. So we can be very competitive across what we can offer. And especially now with this incentive, it's just another enticement for people really to be, when they're looking at a page of, we could shoot this film, television, or commercial production at either of these places, that gives us just a little extra edge there.
You're accepting applications now for the Film Incentive Program. Who are you hoping actually applies to this? We've talked about the commercial industry here, but what kinds of productions do you want to attract?
We are receiving our funding from the Tourism Development Tax, so we need to be mindful in the investment that's funding us, which is tourism. So Heads and Beds is very important and one of the main criteria of the program. Obviously, showing Orange County in a favorable, exciting manner. People do see things on television and think, wow, that looks like a nice place to visit. And it does promote tourism. So we'd like to see that. And then workforce development, something that is a steady job that has significant production days within the community and brings those long-term, high-wage, high-value jobs to the area.
So you mentioned it's funded through the tourist development tax. How do you justify that investment to people? As in, how will you know this is working? This was a good investment.
Being that the investment is through tourist development tax is our Heads and Beds. And so you have to have a minimum of 25 nights. And this is across the board, commercial television or film, 25 nights in an Orange County specific hotel. So the more nights you have, the higher rating you would get per se on your scoring for the incentive. So there's built in ROI indexes that we can easily apply to each project and see how they're being met and then report those findings and those statistics afterwards.
Any concerns that these incentives create short-term spending benefits, but not long-term industry growth?
I don't, honestly, with my background and having been involved in this since the 90s, this industry's always had long-term sustainability. It has its ebbs and flows very much like other industries. I like to sometimes compare it to the sports industry, just as you would try to recruit a college football game, the Pop-Tart Bowl or something to come to Orlando. That's Heads and Beds. People are going to see Orlando on TV. Hopefully we're going to have great weather. They're going to want to visit. And we have an opportunity to promote all of our other industries. The film business is very much like that. They come into town, they spend their money, they go out to eat in their local restaurants. They're going to buy their lumber for their film productions at the Orange County Home Depot. They're going to stay in a hotel within the Orange County radius. So I think that the more exposure we get, we're already a very favorable production climate. It just puts us back on the map and reminds people of what was maybe lost when we lost that film incentive and that we are here. And the county is investing back in this and we're ready to do business.
Could you talk about how this could impact Central Florida for people who are listening and they aren't in that film industry, in that film world? Are there ripple effects that they might notice with the economy?
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of the rising tide, all boats floats phase. And again, if you have the auxiliary businesses that are affected, again, they're going out to eat in the restaurants. They're going to buy their supplies in the local hardware stores. They might need to get some art supplies at a local craft store. So the businesses that are happening, hair and makeup might be hired locally and they need to buy those supplies. So it's just one more stroke of revenue that goes across so many platforms that it doesn't have to be somebody that's what you call a grip, somebody that's doing lighting or cabling. It could be a makeup artist. It could be a fashion stylist. It could be the local restauranter that maybe is going to do some catering or craft service on the show now. So there's lots of ways to get involved that doesn't strictly have to be right in your face industry job.
Can you kind of paint a picture for me or just what's the dream scenario for you? How does this all play out?
I think a dream scenario would be that at the end of 5 years, not only have we committed the entire $25 million, but we had significant projects that had the ROI that we're expecting and that we're seeking and that we're going back to the county and hopefully other counties. We're one of, I believe it's now 6 in the state of Florida that has their own county incentive. And for us, it would be great to have other counties come on board and we could kind of piece this together, if you will. For instance, you can come to Orange County and film and you could get our incentive. But if you need a beach, obviously Orange County doesn't have that to offer. But right now you could go to St. Petersburg and St. Petersburg has that incentive. And the more that we can get other counties to come on place and come on board is a way we can start to layer this back. And then, you know, selfishly, I'd like to get the attention of the state again. If we can show meaningful return on investment, impactful return on investment, you know, let's get back to what we started several years ago and were successful at as the state and have a state tax incentive.
You have $25 million over 5 years. Is that enough to make a difference?
I think what is strategic about it is it's a starting point, and the county had to start somewhere, and the county is showing that they are making a strong investment within this industry. Now it's my job to make sure that we market this, we bring it to the attention, we make sure people are aware of it and know that it's there. And at the end of that 25, I'm hoping I have a strong, I feel confident I'm going to have a strong case to go back and show why we need to invest more than that $25 million. But that $25 million is a very, very strong start.
Jen Pennypacker is the administrator of Orange County's Film Incentive Program. On the industry side, film and TV producers are eager to take advantage of Florida's wide variety of locales, but the financial climate for these productions can be prohibitive for smaller studios and independent filmmakers. John Lux is the executive director of Film Florida, a 501c3 that works to promote film production in-state. Lux has seen the ebb and flow of film production in Florida over the years. He spoke with Engage producer Richard Copeland about the need for these incentives and how the state's termination of them in 2016 impacted the industry.
About a decade and a half ago, leadership in the Florida legislature came up with the philosophy that Florida has enough to offer, and it was not going to be in the incentive game in general, not just in the film and television production industry, but by and large, overall, from a business development standpoint, they've decided that incentives really aren't the way that they want to go. It's a philosophical decision, and I think in a lot of cases, it's proving to not necessarily be an effective decision.
And the state has very unique locations, sites you won't find in other parts of the country. Have you seen productions pass up Florida as a site that you felt could have been filmed here given the right tax climate?
100%. Just in the last decade alone, and these are conservative numbers because there's no way to truly know, but we know for sure at minimum more than 100 major feature film and television projects wanted to film in Florida, inquired about filming in Florida, but it just wasn't financially beneficial. Those more than 100 projects would have spent directly in the state more than $2 billion that would have gone directly in the pockets of individuals, small businesses, ancillary businesses. So there is a direct correlation between the incentives that are offered in a location compared to the volume of production that comes here or comes to a location. Because in the end, businesses will always go where they feel it is best for their business. And from a financial perspective, it has been a challenge for Florida to compete when you can essentially get more bang for your buck elsewhere, regardless of the locations and the weather and the history and the infrastructure, which are all things, as you mentioned, are things that Florida does have going for us. In the end, though, it is a business, and businesses typically will go where they get the best financial situation.
Could you see the political will in Tallahassee developing over, say, the next 5 years to address this, or is this going to be sort of a permanent back burner issue with the state?
Well, that's a great question. Obviously, I wish I knew exactly that answer. We continue as an organization, as an industry, to educate legislators. And by and large, the vast majority of legislators in Tallahassee do support what we are trying to accomplish as an industry. But when you have 160 members in the legislature And a lot of the decisions are decided at the leadership level. And depending on where the leadership is, sometimes it's hard to get legislation and bills moving. But the frustrating thing is, by and large, the vast majority of them do support our industry and our desire to bring more jobs and more projects and more money here to the state. But sometimes it's just the will of the smaller groups. Sometimes, if they're in the right positions, make it a little bit harder to get things moving.
There have been published studies that have shown that there is a limited return on investment for the entities offering these rebates and abatements. Programs in Missouri and Maryland netted around a 10% return on expenditures via grants and tax rebates. Studies by state agencies in Connecticut, Louisiana, Michigan, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin also indicated their state programs were generating negative returns and that many of the jobs that were created were temporary jobs. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think there are as many studies that you reference, all which are, you know, have come out. There are those that show other statistics. From a Florida perspective, what we have focused on is return on investment. And any program that our organization has advocated for over the last decade, we know would return at least the one-to-one ROI that the state requires. Now, what those ROI studies do not take into account is ancillary business that comes in ancillary spending. So for instance, there are numerous studies that talk about film-induced tourism, some of them as high as 50% of people that visit certain locations are there because of something they saw on film or television. The studies that we have seen more recently is, you know, 50, 60% of Gen Z people who are the ones that are spending the money. We've seen as low as 22.7% of people go to a location. Now, all of those ROI studies don't take in a single penny consideration of all of that extra business and all that money spent just because people have gone to locations. I mean, the two biggest studies that we have in Florida, Bloodline, which was a series that filmed in the Keys that was on Netflix about a decade ago. After the first season, the Tourism Development Council in Monroe County did a study that showed that they received $65 million worth of tourism spending just from people that said, we came here because we saw Bloodline and thought it was a cool location. The other one is the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. When after Dolphin Tale came out, the amount of increase in revenue that they saw from increased attendance, and that has sustained in the Clearwater area. They estimated close to 11,000 permanent jobs that were created just because of that. And you even mentioned that the temporary nature of some of the roles in our industry. The thing that people forget is that if you have a temporary role, and we're using air quotes here in temporary, that lasts 2 or 3 months, and then you go into another quote-unquote temporary role that's like another 2 or 3 months, and then another one that's 2 or 3 months, you've strung together almost an entire year's worth of employment. And according to the Department of Commerce in Tallahassee, the average annual wage for someone that works in our industry is close to $100,000 a year. So I know a lot of people would like to have quote-unquote temporary job status if they're making $100,000 a year. And of course, now there are peaks and valleys in those, but the way the economy is going is far less of permanent jobs and more independent contractor, freelance, gig workers, as it's called. And that's not just our industry. People like to use those studies and target our industry, but we're not the only industry that has that. All industries across the board, that's where the economy is going. So, you know, again, I'd like to have a temporary job that, you know, I can string together a couple of those in a year and make close to $100,000. And that's what our industry does.
The incentive program that Orange County is offering, how do you gauge this? Is this enough to move needles insofar as seeing the region develop in upcoming productions?
I think it absolutely will move the needle. I think it's important to have realistic expectations. They're not going to be able to flip the switch day one and turn into a mega production location. These things do take a little bit of time. It's also important to realize that no matter how good a local incentive is, it is still going to be very hard to compete with a statewide program. There just aren't the resources available in a local program. But other local programs throughout Florida in Broward County, Hillsborough County, Pinellas County in Jacksonville that have local incentive programs have seen a significant increase in production. Broward County is up over 200% in the couple of years that they have their incentive program. So it's unrealistic to think that a $50 million feature film is going to come to Orange County because of this incentive program. But there will definitely be the $2 to $10 million projects that weren't even considering Orange County that now will consider Orange County. And those level of projects, again, we're talking $2 to $10 million that goes directly into people's pockets and small businesses. And, you know, from a grand scheme of things, is $10 million make a huge difference in the Orange County budget, you know, the economic development of Orange County? Maybe not. But when you think of $2 million going in the pockets of individuals, that's a big increase. That's a big benefit to those that work directly and indirectly in our industry.
John Lux is the executive producer of Film Florida.